It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This story
is
about a scam. But the scam itself says a lot about what we'd be willing to do to avoid this patriotic duty. Because if one day, Tommy, you had an option to cut a check and have this day erased, what, if anything, would you be willing to spend? You hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The story comes to us from Chi Lai.
What happened?
A woman received a phone call from someone claiming to be a Monroe County sheriff. Spoiler alert, that person was lying. But this fake cop informed this woman that she had missed a jury duty summons and never showed up for her date. And because of that, she would need to pay a fine immediately or face further punishment. This woman, according to authorities, left work and stayed on the phone with this scam artist to get the money she thought she had to pay to stay out of jail. Long story short, when it was all said and done, she got for $7,500.
Wait. But it sounds like she almost handed it to the person.
She used a cash app.
Okay.
To transfer the
money. Transfer the money.
Yeah, I mean.
Yes.
So the fine for missing jury duty would have been $7,500.
Which I guess, to be fair, I don't know what the punishment for not showing up for jury duty is. Kimmy, you want to give us a Google? Do you know off the top of your head? You look like you had it.
I don't know. I just, I'll look it up.
All right.
I know people that have skipped it and nothing ever happened.
Okay, let's not say that out loud. Don't go to jury duty. I'm Kimmy. No, because, I mean, in all seriousness, would it be out of the question that you're fined $7,500?
That's a little high for missing jury duty.
I don't know, but people, I mean, they take jury duty very seriously.
Yeah, but it's not like a DWI.
Okay. A fine for missing jury duty can be up to $250 for the second time you miss.
So you get a mulligan on the first.
Okay, let's not say that either.
You may also be held in contempt of court and face a Class A misdemeanor. Which can result in up to 1 year in prison.
Okay, so to be fair, none of us had the answer to that.
Yeah,
and if somebody told me it's $7,500 because of how seriously they take jury duty, I would have said, okay, I believe that. I don't know if I'm paying them over the phone.
Yeah.
So this woman in this story, if the allegations are true, gets ripped off because she's scared of going to jail. But there's another question this story brings up, and it's a good question.
What's that?
Let's say tomorrow.
Yeah.
The state of New York allows you to skip jury duty anytime you get called. But to do it, you have to cut them a check.
So they can cash out.
Yeah. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are you willing, and how much are you willing, to pay to get out of jury duty?
Damn.
Tommy?
Yeah.
Would you be willing to pay to get out of jury duty?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So now we figure out where your money is.
No, but the money's going to the government and to the system.
Oh, yeah, because I know how much you love giving money to the system. Don't even get me started about a water department.
I support the system.
They want a check for $500. Would you pay $500 to get out of jury duty?
Well, think about it. If you could get stuck on a jury, probably minimum of 5 days. That's a buck a day you're paying off.
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
So you'd pay $500. Kimmy, would you pay $500 to get out of jury duty?
No.
Because you don't have it?
Yeah, well, I would just think I'll just suck it up and go. I'd rather.
But that's
do that
not patriotism.
No, I know.
Just suck it up, go down there, and get in a chair.
But neither is paying $500.
No, I'm saying, but she's worth like a day of sitting.
I love how
she knows better than me.
She didn't even use patriotism as an argument. You heard her say that and immediately felt like a bad person. Yeah. So you pounced. You're not an American. Kimmy, is there a number that you would pay to get out of it? $50.
Oh, I would definitely play 50.
Oh, no, everybody's paying 50.
Yeah. $100.
I think 100 is where I start to be like, I should just go do it.
All right, so Kimmy's line is 100. You're at 500. Would you pay $1,000, Tommy, to get out of jury duty? Ooh,
if I had it? Okay, if I had it.
If I had $1,000,000, I would do a lot of stuff. I'm saying right now in your life, would you pay $1,000 to get out of jury
duty? That would probably be too much.
Okay.
That's a bridge too far.
So you're. I love how you killed
Kimmy. I would go down and do my community service.
Now that I cannot get out of it, I'm happy to be a patriot. 252 WCMF, would you pay to get out of jury duty? Because, like, here's the thing. Paying to get out of jury duty would give you the day back or the days back that you missed. But in reality, for most people, what you're getting back is a day of work.
Yes.
So it's not like you have, like, the day to go do whatever you want.
No.
But at the same time, jury duty, it's such a pain in the ass missing work for jury duty. And that's if you're only gone a day.
And it's boring as crap.
Yeah, it is. So, I mean, it's a gamble either way, because you could pay the $500 and miss a week-long jury you could have been on. You could also pay $500 only to have been there for 3 hours and they dismiss you, and now you look like an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny. We in the break room
can
be accidentally brilliant sometimes.
What do we do?
Why is that?
This paying to get out of jury duty might actually be a sustainable way to make the jury duty system work.
How so?
Well, if you were to take what people were willing to pay to get out of it,
mm-hmm.
and then use that money to raise the pay of jurors, you could have people excited to go.
So you're paying Robin Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, because like no one outside of the unemployed right now are making money during doing jury duty, right? I mean, it costs more to get lunch than what you're getting paid in a day after
tax. And don't
forget,
it disrupts your routine, whatever that's going to cost you.
All right, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
If all of a sudden, if we implement our system and the rich among us can pay to get out of jury duty, Tommy, if you were making $150 for the day to go be a juror, would you be excited about that or would you still want out of it?
Oh, I'd quadruple my income.
In all seriousness, would you go for $150 a day?
Yeah, you probably would, right?
You wouldn't try to get out of it?
No.
Kimmy? I don't even have to ask you.
Oh, yeah.
Broke ass Kimmy.
Well, she's down at the 100%. Bentley store looking at cars.
The Bentley store?
The Bentley store.
Where can I find the Bentley store?
They got one.
I mean, it takes up a lot of your time, but I mean, you're just sitting there. You're not doing any, like, hard labor all day, you know?
But it is boring as crap, man.
I don't know. I guess it could be interesting how far you get.
I find it funny, like, you sit here and say it's boring as crap, right? Like, if some 25-year-old kid said that, I get it.
It is weird. Like, I would think you were the last person that would think it was boring. Like, this is made for people like you.
Thank you.
Yeah, but like, so the last time I went, like, you got to go into that holding area in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you sit there for hours.
The tank.
There's nothing there. I told you, it's like being at the airport, but doesn't have any planes. You're just sitting there, and there's like nothing to do.
But you have the most boring life of everybody in this room. Like, that is what your day is. I mean, go home, you might as well live in the jury room.
You also are somebody that gets really excited because we watch a lot of crime documentaries, and you get super excited if you have any connection to any of those stories. Whereas, like, this would be a direct, like, crime unfolding, like a documentary unfolding in front of you. You get to kind of be a part of it all, right? Like,
if you get that far.
But I'm saying I'm surprised you don't, that doesn't interest you.
Well, I guess every time I've gone, I've never gone to the point where I've gone through it all.
Okay.
Like sat through a trial.
Okay.
So you've never seen it all.
Yes. So I always get booted. So I always get to the wait part. Yeah. And then the process just takes forever. Even when you get into the jury room.
Right.
And now you're waiting for them to select whose ass is going to sit in that box. That takes forever. And you can't be on your phone. You got to just sit there, and everybody's got to get up with their excuses. And just whittling it down to 12 dicks.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh, yeah.
12 Angry Dicks.
Yeah, what a great movie. They don't make them like that anymore.
Well, yeah, you can't legally. 252-WCMF, 252-926. We were talking about this woman out in Chilice who was ripped off after a scam artist claiming to be a member of the Monroe County Sheriff's Department called her, told her that she had missed jury duty, and because of that, she needed to pay a fine or she was going to jail.
Mm.
And in the end, obviously a scam, she left her job, stayed on the phone with this person, and ended up handing them $7,500.
She had access to $7,500 in the middle of the day.
Yeah, unless she didn't, and she was, again, finding it somewhere.
Right, asking to borrow it maybe from people.
But here's the thing, outside, I mean, past this story, would you be willing to pay to not have to go to jury duty? 252-WCMF, Leanne writes us on Instagram, last year I was a juror for 5 weeks. We ended in a mistrial during deliberation because one of the jurors screwed up and broke the rules. I only just got my $40 a day for being there a couple weeks ago, and it was about $550. I would have paid that to get out of it. All right, so
5 weeks of your life,
and you got $550, $100 a week, which is still more than Tommy was making on the road.
No, that's actually not even a joke.
You know, I mean, look, going back to the idea of like, hey, if you paid to get out, you could pay other people with doing it. It does kind of mess with the whole jury of your peers thing, doesn't
it? Oh, sure.
Yeah, I mean, it makes it, it's going to skew your results, right? Yeah, like, who you get in there.
If you're only getting folks who would want to make money, you could argue those people would want to see cases swayed in certain ways than others would, right?
Right.
Like, you need as many different types of people, rich, poor, all different races, ethnicities, or religions.
Perspectives.
It is mind-blowing, though, to think that every single American citizen has to go and do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember a couple weeks ago we were talking about how Dallas Cowboys kicker Brandon Aubrey, who, by the way, is their most successful offensive player the last couple weeks, he missed a few days of practice because he had to go to jury duty in the middle of an NFL season. And like Josh Allen, Tom Cruise, Dolly Parton, all of them will have to show up at some point.
I don't know, though, because you never hear about that.
Well, why would you, though?
Because it would be news that Dolly Parton is sitting on a jury.
If she made it to the jury.
Right,
but even her going... You would think because they follow these celebrities around. I've never seen Bruce Springsteen go into jury duty.
You picked the one celebrity where even if he didn't have to do it, he would go do jury duty.
But that would be news. They must all get at him.
No, how do you? You can't bring a news camera in the jury room.
No, but outside that.
How would you know that he got picked?
Yeah, maybe he just showed up to day one and got dismissed based on who they are.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine.
It would be a quick process.
Could you imagine, like, you're on trial for assault or whatever, and you get sit down and Dolly...
Huge distraction.
Dolly Parton is one of the jurors that's going to decide your fate? Is that cool?
Well, that's three peers judging you right there, son.
Actually,
Dolly and her two cousins.
Boo.
I thought that there was
you don't boo them.
A musician or something that made it onto... As an alternate or something, and they it was a huge distraction.
All right, Kimmy's on it. She's checking it out.
Because you think with cell phones, like people be, if you were sitting in a jury pool with nothing to do and you got somebody famous over here, you're whipping out your phone and start
I'm sure it's
videoing.
Happened. Well, bro, I mean, what?
Never see it.
But in what way could Josh Allen, Tom Cruise, or Dolly Parton get out of it? Bruce Springsteen, what's your argument?
Well, they got that, bro.
But you can't buy your way out of jury duty.
Well, they'll buy another building and put their name on it.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Mark writes us. but I'm going to have to do the voice.
All right.
You ready? I wouldn't pay a dime to get out of jury duty. I'm not giving another cent to the government. They take enough away from us. Okay, fine. But look at it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you make $30, $40 a day.
All right.
Right? And you're in that room for 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
The government in you doing jury duty is taking $150 to $200 a day away from you.
Yes.
Right? So your labor, it's the same as money.
Yeah.
Right? Like the time you spend doing your job is the same as the money that's in your wallet. So Mark, just showing up, you're spending what could be more money you're making in a day working hourly.
Yeah.
The smart thing to do would be to buy out if you could do it so you have the potential to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Come on, Mark. Think it through, buddy.
I guess if they should come up with a better way to lure people into jury duty.
Like what?
There's got to be something.
Open bar?
Well, no. Open
bar exam.
I mean, I like where you're going.
No, what are you thinking? Dolly Parton concert?
I mean, like gift cards.
Like, how about just a better like lunch option?
Oh, yeah.
Like a nice, you know, nice cafe.
I love you.
Chipotle.
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys serious
Chipotle
right now?
Lunch?
There are people's.
It's Chipotle.
There are people's lives that are hanging in the balance based on the decisions you can make as a juror, and you want Chipotle.
But we talk about how they give you like that break for lunch, but it's never really long enough to go do
no.
anything.
Yeah, but I feel like that's. Just...
I already paid for parking, so I'm not going anywhere.
That's just here, though. Like I'm sure in bigger cities you have better
probably
Chipotle
options
right?
Yeah.
Other than guy with the cart.
By the way, we asked, were there celebrities that have served on juries?
Yeah.
Tom Hanks.
What?
Ever heard of him?
But he sounds like a guy that would go.
He served on a domestic abuse case in 2013. And there are other celebrities who have been summoned, including Taylor Swift, Oprah Winfrey, Brad Pitt, Madonna, and George W. Bush.
Yeah, all of them.
Man,
Madonna. I'm sorry.
Maybe celebrity appearances is the way to go.
What do you mean? Oh, to get people in?
Yeah, like one of the Bills is going to be in town, and they hang out with you. They're not even on a jury, but they'll come down and make an appearance in the morning.
Okay, again, that would probably...
Deion Dawkins comes in with his cereal, talks to you for a few minutes. Everybody gets a box of Deion cereal, because he's in town today, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's going to be at Wegmans
this afternoon.
He's at
the Penfield Wegmans?
Yeah,
I think so.
So if he came down this morning with his big cases, everybody gets a signed box of cereal, I think everybody be in.
That would be an exciting day of jury duty.
He's
you get cereal.
He's automatically the jury foreman. Like, you know, how do you find the defendant? You already know he's guilty. And then he gets the chair, and then right. Everyone's not funny anymore because you now realize the gravity of the situation. Let's take a break. The last thing is better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Anything you want when you're breaking a law.
Yeah, what?
Is to call the cops on yourself.
Yeah.
You could even argue,
dumbass.
You could even argue everyone arrested for this tips the cops off to their own misdeeds. But this woman took it literally. And not only could she be out this very expensive item,
ooh,
these charges are going to make her life a lot harder. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This story comes to us from just east.
What happened?
A woman, age unknown, was arrested for DWI. But she didn't get pulled over and charged. She didn't get into an accident, and then that was found out.
How'd she get caught?
She called the police on herself.
Wait, in the car?
Kind of.
Right.
Authorities say the woman had put her cell phone on top of her car before leaving and forgot about it. The phone was on top of the car when she started driving, and at some point, the phone fell off.
Yeah, blew off the car.
All right, so fun fact.
Yeah?
There's a new feature on most smartphones.
What's that?
It will detect a major collision, and when it does, call 911.
Mm.
Now, the idea behind this is if you are in your car and you have your phone and you get in an accident and you're knocked unconscious, the police will be able to get there without you having to make a call.
Right.
However, in this case, the phone falling off the top of the car while she was moving thought it had been in a car accident.
Wait, it activated it?
Yes, and it accidentally called the police. And when authorities showed up to the scene, they found the woman who the phone belonged to, and they determined she had been drinking. She was arrested on those drunk driving charges. She has a court date coming up, and none of this would have happened had she not left her phone on top of her car. I don't know how to all damn about a woman who's got DWI. Oh, you almost made it. We were all pulling for you.
But, bro, we've all been there, man, behind the wheel.
Okay, but here's the thing. I mean, everything worked out. Nobody got hurt. She's safe.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we've all done this at some point in our lives, not the drunk and driving phone thing, but leaving something on your car and taking off.
Oh, yeah. Usually it's coffee or a drink
something.
Your purse.
It always feels like there is something important you will leave on top of your car or on your bumper at some point. Like your laptop, your purse, your wallet, super expensive bottle, water bottle or coffee mug. And when that happens, there are two ways this can go.
What's that?
Either it disappears forever and you are out the cash and there's nothing you can do. Mm-hmm. Or the more complicated situation. It falls off as you drive. You notice it, and now you've got a decision. Do you get out and run into the busy road to retrieve that expensive thing that fell, or do you keep driving and leave it to the road gods forever?
I guess it depends on the value of what's on top of your car, right?
Okay. All right. If you're watching the live stream, you see that Tommy has his Yeti coffee mug set right next to him, right? It was a gift from Kimmy a couple Christmases ago. Mm-hmm. You love that mug.
Oh, yeah. Number one.
And those mugs are super expensive.
Yeah, but
sturdy.
And Kimmy never brings it up.
Yeah.
No, but that thing's going to survive a fall. So if you turn around and look for it, you're going to get it back in one piece.
It could survive being run over.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But I can't.
So wait a minute. You're telling me you leave it on your roof.
Right.
You're driving down Jefferson Road. It comes flying off in the middle of
the
Jefferson Road. Are you turning around to go get it?
I'm not going to risk death on the Jeff for a $30 coffee mug. What'd you pay for this mug?
Probably like $50.
Ooh. And you undershot her too, which is very classy.
No, it stayed under.
So you're eating $50.
Yes.
Kimmy?
By the way, it's used by
now.
You know
what? I was thinking, it may not be the more expensive thing you turn around to get. It may be, like, I'm thinking if you have kids and, like, their favorite, like, you know, fill in the blank, like, comfort toy was on top of your car that you set it up there when you were putting them in their car seat. That may be something, it's not worth anything, but you can't replace that.
That's a really good call. Remember, we had that story last year, that woman, she found that stuffed animal on the side of Ridge Road in Greece. They got out, her and her husband, on Easter, grabbed it, cleaned it up, and they were looking for the rightful owner.
Yeah.
Remember, quick sidebar, they never found the owner. But there were people calling, claiming to be the owner, right? They just wanted the stuffed animal that was found on the side of the road. No, that's a good call, Kimmy. Yeah. You're right, because I'm
sentimental value.
But I'm risking my health for the sake of not hearing my kids freak out. Ooh, Kimmy.
What?
Let's say it's your phone. Same situation as
The phone. My phone. I'd have so many concerns. Like, what if somebody finds this? Like, all your information is in that phone, and that would be why I'd turn around. Not so much that I don't want to replace the phone, but I just don't want anybody else to get it.
So,
you can shut your phone down. Almost immediately, you can go to and get that wiped and get a new phone.
No, I hear you, man. Knowing you and the fact that you just tried to say fiber optics twice and couldn't.
Fiber optics.
I'm sure it would be very simple and quick for you to go to Verizon and shut it down.
It is.
I need to shut down the fiber optics. The fiber optics on the phone and shut it down.
I don't know, though. Is there stuff saved on there that somebody could get into if they want? I don't.
What
raggedy
ass thing they get from you?
So
you're broke.
I had a friend.
Again,
you got no money.
It's connected. It's connected all my work stuff.
I've heard your show.
Friend of mine.
Yeah.
Worked at Verizon for years, and they told me never, ever, ever trade in your phone or sell your phone to one of those third party companies because even when you think you've wiped your phone clean, you haven't. There's stuff they can pull off.
All right. So what do? You got to take it to Verizon.
No, they're saying like keep that phone forever. You remember how Tom Brady smashed his phone with a hammer? That's what you're supposed to do.
So you should never turn in your phone?
This person who worked there.
Just keep your phone, buy a new phone.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Transfer everything onto the new phone?
Yes, because you know they'll offer you like trade your phone in for blah, 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 blah. I won't do it now because my buddy told me like you don't understand what they can pull off of that phone even after you think you've wiped it. So maybe it is. So Kimmy, you would rush into the middle of rush hour traffic on Jefferson Road to get your phone back.
I would at least go back and look and see where it ended up. Like if it got run over, fine, it's destroyed at that point.
No, Pat says they can still use it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it's
If it's like destroyed, I'm probably not bothering.
I love how you hear one little thing and you just go with it.
Can't get rid of the goddamn phone.
I literally
phone.
Said, remember when Tom Brady smashed his phone with a hammer? You go, yeah. Not listening.
No. Yeah, so you got to be buried with your phones when you die.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this woman just east of us. She was arrested for a DWI after leaving her phone on top of her car. The phone fell off. It alerted the crash detection, which automatically called 911. When police got there to look for an accident, they didn't find an accident, but they found this woman who they say was drinking. She's now facing a bunch of charges, but we're talking about leaving stuff on top of your car. And whether you go back or you let it go forever. Right. Nathan's on CMF. Hey, Nate, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good, brother. What do you got?
So I actually did this about a couple weeks ago. I left my phone in my car because my door was locked. And I work with my buddy, and he had me unlock the car. So my hands were full, so I put my phone on top of my car, and I totally forgot about it. I left work. And got about 3 miles down the road and totally forgot. My buddy told me that he thinks that my car was on top because we heard a noise fall off my car. So I turn around and I go back, and I'm playing Frogger trying to run through the road and grab my phone. So my point is I would definitely go back to get it because I just got an $830 credit for it, and it helps out in the long run. So,
all right, Nathan, let me ask you, what road were you Froggering to try and get your phone back?
It was actually about 3 to 4 miles away from Jefferson Road. I can't remember where it was because we're always all over the place who work.
Okay, but was it busy?
A busy area.
It was in Henrietta.
Okay, all right. Well, Nathan, thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it. It's funny you have, right, like, because look, man, I'm with him. I don't want to lose a $1,000 phone when I can see it. It's right there.
Right.
But at the same time, like, if you go get it, great. If you get blasted by a car in your effort to do it, that medical bill's probably going to be more if you survive.
Yeah, you got to replace the phone and a hip.
And you also have to take into account, like, he was at work. I don't know. If you don't know where exactly that phone dropped off, I don't know how much time you have to actually go locate where exactly it is.
So it's funny you bring this up. Now, Nathan just jogged my memory. One of my daughter's hockey teammates, her dad, on the way to the rink a couple of weeks ago, it's like 7 o'clock in the morning, he does this. He leaves his phone on top of his car, realizes halfway there, oh, my God.
Halfway.
Yeah. So his daughter had the location connected.
Oh, that's convenient.
But they drove back. It was on 390.
Oh, see ya.
He got it.
No, that's stupid.
He got it. He went out and got it.
Why?
I mean, it's early in the morning. It was a weekend, so
bro,
maybe it wasn't
as busy. Bro, trucks move day and night.
Them trucks move day and night.
And by the way, it's dark at 7 o'clock in the morning, and you're hunting around.
God.
I love how Tommy's writing the Tina Turner song through this thing. Them trucks move day and night. Big wheels keep on turning.
Yeah.
Cell phone in the road.
I mean, we're I wonder what he was thinking once he saw where the location was, thinking like
390.
Is it keep smushed? It. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just shutting that thing down.
No, I think phone. If I remember correctly, he said the phone was run over by a car, but there was only like a minor scratch in it. Based on the case. Yeah. I mean, these cases are pretty amazing these days.
Okay.
All right, so you wouldn't go back for the Yeti.
No.
You wouldn't go back for the phone.
No.
All right, one more.
Child, yeah.
You're driving down Jefferson Road. You leave your wallet on top of your car. Boom, boom, boom. It's in the middle of Jefferson Road. Three lanes of traffic. You going for your wallet?
All right, so now I'm just talking credit cards and puny cash.
Yeah, but they're all maxed out.
Yeah.
And your ID, I mean.
I think the wallet's the least of it these days.
Really?
That's the easiest. I mean, you could replace all that stuff online.
It's got your driver's license number in it.
Yeah, but again, that's all really quick. Those are all quick fixes.
Do they change your driver's license number when you get a new number?
I don't know. They might.
Or new license?
Because you can report it lost or stolen, so I don't know when you get a new one if it changes.
I do have a Dunkin' card with about $35 left on it. That might bother me. But yeah, I think that, the wallet's pretty, not that valuable.
Well, no, but I mean, your ID would have your name, your address. I mean, that's a lot of information someone could use to steal your identity if they wanted to start taking shots at it. Right?
Okay.
I mean, people steal entire identities with less information. That would be my biggest fear.
Now, so it's basically your license you're worried about more than anything.
I am worried about my license. Well, plus you would also have like credit cards in there where that they could use, not that they're going to use them, but they could use those credit cards to also establish a fake identity under your name.
But I thought if I cancel the cards, they can still do that?
But there would still be information.
Yeah,
right?
It says your ID number does not change when you get a new ID.
That seems like an oversight.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just flip the numbers?
Well, then you got to like...
Not get ripped off?
I guess. Good call.
All right, so no matter what, they can get you if you leave it laying there.
Look, man, you know how it is, man.
No.
Man, 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 man. One day, we all get got.
Yeah. But
you
also...
You just got to get more than you get got.
You got to get your own gotten.
Look, it's like Marshawn Lynch say, I know I'm going to get got, but I'm going to get you more than I get got.
Okay, so he comes up on the Plusky with the gottens.
In the Plusky gots.
On the gottens.
The Plusky Gots sounds like a virus that like ripped through World War One trenches. He's got the Plusky Gots, and his leg fell off.
All the boys came home with the trots.
252 WCMF. Let's take one more call. Roger's got the last word. Hey, Roger, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, thanks.
What's up?
So me and a buddy are going from point A to point B, had to take a leak, stopped, had just bought a brand new phone, had it, 3 or 4 days. When I got out, I dropped the phone, and I, continued to do my business and told myself, pick up your phone when you're done, stupid. Got back in the car, forgot all about the phone.
Yeah, when you got your penis in your hand, you forget things.
Yeah, absolutely. Drive off, we're in the middle of nowhere. Drive off, we're probably 4 or 5 miles down the road, I realize I don't have my phone. We go back. This is the middle of the night, too. Go back. We searched for probably an hour and a half. Finally find the phone. That's my story.
Hey, when did you realize you lost my attention?
You know what the worst part about this is?
What?
Roger's the only one that's happy he found his phone because his family, after he found it, had to hear this story via phone call afterwards.
I hope they tried to hide it again.
Roger, great story, buddy.
Yeah. Gripping.
Have a good rest of the day. There goes Roger. Oh, my God.
That's my story.
I think he knew.
But did he not?
He's like, yep, that's it.
Yeah. You could have hung up halfway through and just saved yourself the embarrassment. Why do we lie about...
Who's lying?
I mean, we all think that we're better than we are, which is fine.
Yeah.
But all answering this honestly would take
is
a quick examination of your habits before you do something else that you really like to do.
Self-examination.
You got it. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We have a study on the average American's attention span. All right, so Tommy, I want you to guess.
It's got to be super as low.
Give me the average American attention span... Right now.
Less than 5 minutes.
Okay. Kim, you want to take a shot?
2.
Less than 2 minutes?
Yeah.
The average American.
You don't even watch the 2-minute drill then.
No, they had a 90-second drill. We lost 30 seconds. The average American claims they have an attention span of 15 minutes.
No way.
15?
The average American says they can go 15 minutes before getting bored and wanting to multitask.
Mm.
So, to be clear, this was a self-reported study.
Yes.
So when they asked people how long before you get bored and pick up your phone watching a movie, people said 15 minutes, 42 seconds. TV show, 14 and change. Podcast, 9 and change. And audiobooks, 8 minutes and change. What human being on the planet right now has an attention span of 15 minutes? Because if you have that, you're the smartest person alive.
If you have that, you're not checking your phone for 15 minutes at a time. Right? You would have to be like
focused.
Off. Yeah, and focused on something else. Or you could just...
That means your mind doesn't drift. Yeah. Leave the phone out of it.
Yeah.
You daydream. You just kind of go off for a little bit.
Like, I'm trying to think of the last thing that I watched or did that held my attention for a solid 15 minutes.
You had to be by yourself and have everything out of reach.
That's it. But no, I'm saying like with the access to something else,
right.
I'm telling you right now, I cannot remember the last time I did something for 15 minutes that held my attention on its own.
I also, you know how like if you go to like, let's say you're streaming a show or movie or something and there's no commercials, I realized I think I need a commercial break every now and then.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, because like there are some times where I'm like, how much longer do I have? I'll pause it just to like go get up and do something else. Whereas like there are some streaming things that have those commercial breaks and I find that I actually enjoy them because I kind of start to get a little like antsy about, you know, 20 minutes into a show.
So people that go to movies now really have to have it bad.
Well, there are websites you can go to that will tell you when you can get up to miss the least amount
just
of
look at
action.
My phone for a minute.
I forget what the website's called, but they'll give you the time in the movie where it's like, now's the time to go to the bathroom. Right. Yes, exactly. You won't miss anything. Like, here's how wrong we are about this, and I can prove it. Everyone listening, 252 WCMF. Has anyone else sat down to find something on Netflix or whatever and forgot they were doing that because they picked up their phone while doing it, was distracted by their phone, put their phone down, and went, wait a minute, I was going to watch something on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if that's the case, that's actually a negative attention span.
Yeah.
You are minus 45 seconds of attention span because you couldn't even pick what you wanted.
You didn't even get started yet.
Right?
Because I'm trying to think of stuff I'm watching, and then my mind will drift and go, wait a minute, I got to go back, I missed that. And I didn't even look at my phone. My mind wandered off.
No, everybody here is doing the show. When I look you in the face, give you a fact, and 15 seconds later, you ask me.
You talk too fast.
No, like my ass.
See how fast you went?
See, listen to you talking, you fast-talking bitch.
I don't talk fast. I mumble.
Oh, fast-talking bitch.
I'm even thinking if you're just having a conversation with somebody. Like, let's say you're on the phone with somebody. Like, how long could they tell you a story for?
Depends. Family? Zilch.
Because the second you get in your head, well, I want to talk about something because then now I'm focused on what I'm going to say next and not what they're saying. Like, I think it's even hard to have a back and forth conversation for that amount of time.
Well, let's do this, right? If you've been listening to the show for the last 10 minutes, which based on average attention span, you have not been. Roger just called with that cell phone story. That cell phone story took 45 seconds. How many people gave a crap 10 seconds into the story? And Roger, I don't mean to kill you. You sound like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Terrible storyteller.
Yes.
The hoops we have to jump through to keep half of everybody's attention listening to the show. And here's the thing, man. You're working. You're on your phone when you're listening to us. You're not listening to half the stuff that we're saying. We know that based on some of the complaints we get where we're like, what the hell is this person talking about?
Yeah.
Elephants should not be treated in that way. What? What? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about the average American attention span is 15 minutes, according to Americans who were simply asked to answer. Not surprisingly, the attention span shortens the younger Americans get because they ask people, how many times will you check your phone during a 30-minute TV show? Baby boomers said 3.
Okay.
Gen Xers said 4 to 5. Millennials said 5 to 6. And Gen Zers said 6 to 8.
Wait, in a 30-minute episode or something?
Yeah.
8 times?
You think that's a lot?
I'm just saying you wouldn't even... Get what the hell you're watching.
It's only like,
oh, yeah, I've had to go back and rewind what I'm watching because I'm not paying attention.
He literally just said he does that. And then because I told him it was a younger generation that he hates, he now, wait a minute, you do it.
That's too much.
Okay. Tommy, think about it. If you were to check your phone 8 times
in a
30-minute show, that's about every 3.5 minutes, which you absolutely do.
And not if I'm watching Except not that much.
3.5 minutes is an eternity. Because you've talked for like 60 seconds.
No, you're wrong.
So there you go. I'm not even paying.
I know I'm bad. I'm really bad. And when I'm drinking, it's even worse.
But you're easily distracted when you're drinking?
Well, drinking and the phone and everything mixed in. Like, sometimes I got to go back and watch entire episodes because I miss stuff.
See, I'm the opposite. When I'm drunk, it makes me more focused. And I think my brain is just trying to comprehend, like, what is happening in one
thing. I'm all over the place.
Like, if I get drunk watching a Bills or a Sabres game, I will stare at that TV like it's a ship coming home from war. Like, But if I'm sober, like, there's nothing I love more on the planet than Bills football and Sabres hockey. And you guys know how weird I get about watching these
games. Yeah, you zone out.
And I'll be on my phone the whole time talking to other fans.
Oh, well, you're engaging in a conversation as it's happening. Although sometimes, though, I do find that I'm more focused on what's happening on TV if there's a slight delay, because then Twitter's going to ruin it for you.
It's the whole reason I kept cable.
Yeah.
Because if I stream these games, I'm going to lose 15 seconds. I'm going to find out on Twitter or Instagram what's happening before it happens.
Yeah.
Can't have that, Tommy.
No.
Need the surprise. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.